Welcome to the Faithful 31 Moms podcast. Wherever you find yourself today, multitasking or just trying to catch a quiet moment alone, I'm so glad you're here as we learn together how to live out our faith and point our kids to Jesus. I'm your host, Mallory Allen. Hey friends, Mallory here. Thanks for joining us with this bonus story episode. I just wanted to take a few moments to share a personal mom story that's happened recently at our house that's really been on my heart lately, and hopefully it's something that you can relate to. We've been having some trouble in the mornings with what I like to call the morning attitude monster at our house lately. James, he's my youngest. I've referred to him before. He's in pre-K. And he has just been a pill the last few weeks in the mornings. He has not wanted to do anything that has been asked of him. And so the other day, I stopped a show that he was watching, and I was trying to get him to focus on actually eating his breakfast and finishing a worksheet that he needed to do for school. And to say that he wasn't happy about that would be an understatement. And you would have known that with the fit that he decided to throw for me in that moment. But I didn't give in. And after he dragged out what could have been 3 minutes to finish his breakfast and worksheet, turned into like 30, you know what I'm talking about. It was painful. He was finally finished, and I was trying to help perk him back up because, you know, as well as I do, you don't want to drop your kids off defeated, or you don't want to drop them off in a bad mood because that kind of starts their whole day out wrong. And so I'm telling him, you know, I love you, and I'm trying to get him to come over and give me a hug because normally he's my hugger. But not today. So I said, James, you know, don't you love mommy anymore? And of course, I'm kidding. I'm not being serious. But I just wanted him to run into my arms and give me a hug in that moment. But instead, he looks at me and kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I love you. And if I'm honest, it was brutal. It crushed me. And, you know, I knew he had been mad and, you know, his patience was as low in this moment. But his words, even though he didn't mean them, they were so hurtful. They hurt me. And so I'm getting him dressed for school and still nothing, no words, no apology, no nothing. And we get in the car and I'm thinking, surely he's going to, you know, come back and apologize to me for that because that was so rude, even if he was, you know, upset. But no, still nothing. And I'm sure that you have had a moment like this with your kids before. And you're like, really? You know, of all the things that I do for you. So I start telling him how, you know, I just decide I'm going to have to do the talking, I guess. So I say, you know, you really hurt my feelings. And even when we're mad or upset, James, you still have to always, you never want to go without telling the people that you love, especially your family, that you love them. And so, you know, I can kind of see a response coming from him. And I keep talking, and it's like in that moment, we're driving to preschool in the car, and it's like an audible voice almost, Mallory, and I'm like, what? You know, and it's the Lord, and he's saying, this is how I feel all the time. In the mornings, I'm saying, I love you, I love you. Come and spend time with me. And you're saying, not right now, God, I'm too busy with everything. I'm too busy handling this with James right now. And if I'm honest, that hit me really, really hard because it's so true. Every day, God is saying to us, I love you. I want to spend time with you. And even when we're busy and we feel like, oh no, right now I've got everything under control. Like, I don't need you right now. Or you've been away and you haven't been in the Bible for a while and you're thinking it's just too hard to get back into that routine. But he's saying every day to us, I love you. I love you, Mallory. Come back to me. And the way that you and I often respond to that is, wait just a second, Lord. You know, I'm a mom. I've got to do A, B, and C first. You know, I've got to get this done. Or I have everything under control. I'll be back in just a minute when I need you. You know, it's in our own pride. I know it's in my own pride. Just to say, it's not gotten bad enough yet. I don't need to come to you yet. Or I'll check back in. And you know what? This breaks the Lord's heart, just like James broke my heart that day. And when we tell him, you know, he says, I love you. And you just kind of shrug your shoulders at him like, well, I'm not sure. And so I will tell you that James did end up apologizing to me. He says to me regularly now, yes, we have to tell everyone that we love them when we do. He'll tell his brother that. He'll say, we can't go without saying that we love each other. And so I'll kind of smile because I know he's referring back to what happened that day. But when I think about that, and I think about how many days do we go with the way that we live our lives without telling the Lord that we love him? Because I know that I was convicted And of course I love the Lord, but he doesn't just want my time and my love when it works for me. He wants it all the time. And I think that there's just so many times that I take this for granted. And this story just really brought this to life for me and really made me realize this. It's so much easier when something hard comes up in your life. Like, for example, if you've had a death in your family or you're praying for wisdom because you've got a difficult situation, parenting situation with your kids, and you're trying to find some wisdom in that, you go to the Lord. But I should be spending time with the Lord just because I love him and because I want to, not because I need something or because I'm walking through something that's going wrong in my life. And I was just reminded of that in this story, that knowing Jesus, it's about a relationship. And for any relationship to grow, we know this, you know this, you have to spend time together just because, with your husband or with a friend that you have or with your children, you have to spend time with each other. That's what a relationship is. Not because it's something that you need from the other person, but just because you want to. And realizing that when our kids do something like this, like James did to me this day, that cuts us really deep as parents, how much more does our Heavenly Father hurt when we do this to him? So that's just something that I wanted to share today, because the Lord really convicted me of this in this moment of dealing with this story with James. And so I just wanted to share that and see if that would challenge you in that same way. Thank you so much for listening to my story today. Do you have a story like this where the Lord has taught you something, kind of an aha moment in the midst of your parenting? I would love to hear it. You can actually email me directly from faithful31moms.com, or you can message me on Instagram. I'll make sure and include those links in the show notes. Thanks again, and I hope that you have a blessed day.